Yeah, it was obviously an excellent day. To get to the end of the day, only be three down and have one of your opening batsmen still there on 130-odd, was a terrific day. We had partnerships all the way through. We would have liked a couple of bigger partnerships, but I guess, you know, there's a few things that we got wrong in that first test that we've talked about in terms of losing wickets and clumps, nullifying reverse swing and a few other things, and I think we did that by and large today, so a lot of positives to come from the day. Yeah, he's come through really good, excellent actually. Terrific knock, backing up that effort in the first test. You know, he is a very talented young player who is disciplined in his game plan and his approach. He knows his key areas where he can hit the ball. He knows where he has to defend, and he defends soundly. And I thought just his concentration throughout the day, because at times it got pretty hot out there, you know, was just an excellent all-round performance. So, and one that we needed at the top of the order. You know, he's shown in that first test as well the ability to bat long periods of time. And if you're going to score runs in these conditions against this opposition, you have to be able to occupy the crease. So he did that brilliantly today. Yeah, absolutely. I think whenever you play Pakistan, spin's going to be a major issue. And in these conditions, on these surfaces that are so foreign to a lot of our players in terms of what we face at home, it's a big challenge. But the guys have all worked out a technique that works for them. I guess that the key is just having that discipline to stay in that technique. And if you go outside it at times, you only have to make one mistake against these guys at times, and it can be your downfall. So, you know, the guys have got different options in terms of some use their feet, some playing the sweep shot. But generally those attacking options are all based around a sound defence. And I think certainly Tom Latham showed that today, that if you have a sound defence and confidence in that defence, then the scoring shots come along and gives you the opportunity to score where you need to. Fair to say that there's a few smiles on the faces, probably more so the bowlers than the batsmen, to be fair. But I think the one given over here is that even though you win the toss, that doesn't guarantee you anything. And what it does mean that if you have a good day and you play well, then it can put you ahead in the game. And I think today we've laid a platform, but there's still a lot of hard work to do tomorrow. And, you know, Pakistan will come back hard tomorrow morning. I thought they stuck at the task pretty well today, their bowlers. They were effectively a bowler down with losing Hafiz, so they had four guys to rely on. So I thought they stuck at it pretty well, and we know that that first session tomorrow is going to be key. And we get through that, well, then hopefully we can put 450 plus on the board and start to put them under pressure like they've put us in Australia under pressure over the last couple of series. Well, look, it's obviously exciting when you've got a young player like that batting at the top of the order, which is fair to say has been a problem for New Zealand over a number of years. But what he shows, Tom Latham shows, is a skill set in terms of a strong defence, first and foremost. He trusts his defence. But he has shots to score all around the wicket. He plays nice and straight. When the bowler misses, he scores. And, you know, he's never, because of the skill set he's got, he can get down the other end. And quite often in these conditions against this opposition, you don't want to get stuck at one end for 12 or 14 balls, because quite often then one will have your number on and you've given the bowler the opportunity to bowl to a plan and work you out. And that's where I think he excelled today, his ability to rotate the strike, pick up singles, and when a bad ball was bowled, he put that away. So he's just continued on the good form he showed in the first test. And, you know, as a batsman, once you score that first test 100, you almost feel like you belong. And he played really well in the West Indies, had a couple of 50s, hadn't quite got to that first test 100. So that was a real key for him, I think, in that first test match. And he just continued on today where he left off from that first test.